My name is Takis. I'm Krishna Takis, or Panayotis originally, from baptized name. Come from Greece. And yeah, I'm here. I'm here for you guys.
I just have one simple question.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm curious about mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about mindfulness? Just do you have for me a little explanation? What's your opinion about
mindfulness? You see, you cannot think about mindfulness. As soon as your mind goes to think about anything, you are not mindful.
Mm.
Yeah?
Okay.
Mm. So mindfulness is something that it's out of your mind, out of your analyzed mind. You cannot speculate and understand mindfulness with the mind. How can you be full of mind and be mindful? So for me, mindfulness, I will use just the word emptiness. It's what I say always to my students. You need to empty to be able to understand how you touch people.
Thinking with the hands.
And thinking nothing.
Nothing.
You go empty with your hands. You dive into that, you know, universality of yourself. And this is mindfulness. When you let go of yourself, of your identity, drop all your beliefs, all of your ideas, all your, you know, all your dogmas, everything that you're holding and you're hiding, everything, you know, burn them all. Then we can start, you know, feel or be mindful.
So it's just something for the moment?
Of course, you know, you see the Buddhist approach is present moment. You can say, I'm in the present moment, I'm mindful. Again, we say, I'm aware, but awareness is always there. Whatever we're witnessing, whatever the scream of consciousness, you know, reveal, this is awareness. So awareness is, no, you cannot speak about awareness, or you cannot speak about mindful. It's not about be concentrated on something. We are not looking for an object or a subject. We're not looking for that duality again. We're looking at something that is witnessing the duality, you know? So, and that you can call awareness or mindfulness.
What's a better word for you? Different better word than mindfulness?
You know, I don't looking for words, but I like this word empty, because this is for me my journey to empty myself, you know, to burn all my stories, my you know, life patterns, memories, you know, family stories, everything, and whatever I bring also here, not just from my elders, but you know, from the journey of the soul. So it's all about that. So, and it's very, very difficult, but also simple, somebody to understand why we are here. What is yoga? You know, what is the practice? What is the journey? What is, you know, self-realization? It's just you realize your true self. So when this is like the journey, this is, that's why I'm very much into this kind of Advaita Vedanta, and you know, also Buddhism. It's also all the same. Christ was the same, you know. Buddha, Allah, all they were all there, empty. No ego, no mind, no I, you know, it was just a pure server. So.
Yeah. I think about being totally empty is really difficult, because we are human, no?
Humanity, or the evolution of human, is to become a butterfly, like the butterfly, like cocoon become a butterfly. So we are here for that, for this self-realization, as you call it. But self-realization, again, is that, where you are just nothing. To use that potential means that you need to transform to a different dimension.
Thank you very much.
Love you too.